Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring the man in who will tell us about some possible slippery conditions for tomorrow morning. Let's bring in Slippery Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I'm not slipping right now.
No.
I'm doing just fine on a holiday, and mind you, I'm working.
Yep.
Yes, just wanted to bring that to your attention.
That's right. You are.
Yeah. And I worked Saturday, too. How about that?
Well, you know what? What else were you going to do this weekend?
I wasn't expecting to work Saturday.
I know.
Did you have a problem yourself?
No. What happened?
Oh, you didn't have a problem. Oh, well, then you were one of the lucky ones. Oh, one of our lovely staff meteorologists set the alarm clock for p.m. instead of a.m. and woke up late.
With today's telephones?
You tell me.
With today's telephones? Mm-hmm. Or you can set things up ahead of time?
Yeah. Anyhow, it was just a good thing that I had gotten up relatively early. By that I mean 5:15. And I just noticed out of the corner of my eye, because I was here in the Weather Center doing work, I noticed the flashing on the phone. It doesn't ring here. It goes to who's ever on duty. And I said, that's kind of strange. It keeps flashing and doesn't look like anybody's picking up. So I waited, and it happened again after 15 minutes. And I waited, and it happened again. And I got the notion that something was wrong. So I intercepted the call. And it was one of our stations who didn't get any feeds at all. So I had to start doing some feeds and coming to the rescue, and that was my day.
You always say it when that happens, because when you start off a day and that happens,
yeah,
the rest of the day isn't as enjoyable.
No, really wasn't. And mind you, I had to go to Long Island Saturday afternoon and evening.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the trip wasn't that bad. I just hate it, that's all. I'm sorry, but, I don't like to drive to begin with, and I just hate taking that drive. I took it for all too many years. So, but it was a nice time. I got to see my great niece, who's going to be 7 months old, and she is just adorable and great personality. We had some good food. Got to see my sister, who has not yet seen the house, and she keeps wondering how she's getting here. I don't even answer at this point. So all of that went well, and then yesterday was kind of a laid-back day as I watched the cold air pour in from the Canadian Rockies into the Northern Plains, where this morning it's well below zero. You would think that this was late December when you look at this weather map. For us today, for Veterans Day, we may have a shower, a lot of cloud cover, but mild, low 50s. Now, there will be cloudy skies tonight, so you're not going to see that big full beaver moon. And some rain's going to trickle in by tomorrow morning. Now, the lows are going to be the low 40s, but that's tomorrow's high, because it is going to drop through the 30s and into the 20s. And the rain's going to change to snow showers. And we're going to get a light accumulation. And as you pointed out, that can mean some slick conditions. This is all going to be very quick, folks. I bet my feeling is that by the time the kids get out of school, if there is school, you may even see the sun. But that's not going to help the wind or the temperature. It will continue to fall. And tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, you sitting down, Marshall?
I am always sitting down.
No, I'm sure you are. There is the possibility of some single digits in the area tomorrow night. Leaving Wednesday to be sunny, brisk, and cold, only near freezing. And then Thursday, a little sun, but late in the day, there could be some snow showers with a high temperature in the upper 30s. So, a very cold weather, and you don't have any intentions going into the city tomorrow, do you?
I did, yeah.
I would deck that up.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting here thinking it really doesn't look like if it pans out the way you say it's going to pan out. I won't go.
No. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take much. Yeah. I don't think the city is going to get any accumulation, but it won't take much for the city to even get close to 32 degrees. To cause problems. You know as well as I do. But I think in the city it's going to be over by two as well, just like us. I think this is a fast-moving cold front. It's not a storm. So I think it's going to move in, move out, bang, and you'll say to yourself, what is going on? Because tomorrow morning at this time, it'll be cloudy. It's going to be raining. And then 3 hours later, some sleet and or snow mixes in. Lunchtime, it's snowing. 3 o'clock, you see the clouds starting to break. You see the sun come out. The wind is blowing. The temperatures are dropping. And you're saying to yourself, what's going on? It's like there'll be three kinds of weather, all within the span of less than 12 hours tomorrow.
Now, I was watching the Green Bay game for a while last night.
It was snowing there, boy.
Was that the front going through there?
That is correct.
All right.
That is correct. Did you see that? That snow was coming down. I was at the diner, and I'm looking at it, and I'm saying to myself, this is either in Denver or Wisconsin. And then when I saw Green Bay on it, I said, ha-ha, it's in Wisconsin. And I said, that's the front. Just out of curiosity, what are they right now? Green Bay right now is cloudy, 20 degrees, with a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, down to 20.
So that means 8 miles and it's 20 degrees. That means their wind chill factor is right around 10, right?
Right. Easily. Yeah. Easily. Yep. So, and I think Chicago, which earlier was in the 30s, Chicago now snowing, 25 degrees, north wind at 18 miles per hour at Chicago. And so far they've received 2 inches of snow. They're going to have about 5. They're going to have about 5 inches.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Well, at least we won't get 5 inches of snow.
Us, no. Yeah, no way. You're going to get a covering. You know, there's no doubt about that. And it'll be nice because think about it. When you step out of doors Wednesday morning, your feet will be crunchy.
Now, I want you to go to my Facebook page and scroll down it.
Okay.
Okay, because I want you to see the visitor I had on my front steps the other night.
Shirley, what is your problem? Shirley is here. You would think that the Armageddon is coming. There's no wind. What's your problem here? She's clawing at me like you can't believe. This is what she does when either it's windy or raining heavy. So I have no idea why she's doing this now, unless she had a bad dream. The other thing is, I got to go to Marshall's Facebook page.
And you got to scroll down, and you'll wait till you get to the picture, the video of what was on my front steps the other morning.
Really?
It was actually the other night at 10:30. It's got to be a 500 to 800 pound bear, biggest bear I've ever seen.
Oh my goodness! Let's see. I'm typing your name out right now.
It had to be that big. It was just huge. I've never had a bear that big. Now, it's either because it's a male and it's all bulked up and getting ready for hibernation, or the females have their cubs during hibernation. It was a female that was just, you know, that was pregnant and ready to go into hibernation.
I'm clicking on photos.
You should be there. You should be able to see a black and white video thing there.
If I go to all... no, it says, the first thing that I have is Barkay Prindle and 7 other friends like this.
Oh no, you're not, you don't just, if you, you're, I don't think you're on my page. Let me go to my page for a second. We have a moment here. Just, let's check here. I know it's there. If you want to find it, if you're on my page, I'm clicking on it now. Come on. Oh, this is just, computers just sucks. Pardon my French. And you go to, let's see, let me bring it down here because I want you to see this picture because I think you'll be amazed. Now, don't go to photos. Just scroll down the posts.
Okay.
And you'll get past all the New York Giant posts. Which
see, the New York Giant, there it is. He went away hungry?
No, there's one after that. That's
November 9th.
Yeah, if you keep scrolling, you'll see one that's posted before that. It's a huge bear that's on my front porch.
You said before that?
The same day. They were both posted. I posted both the pictures at the same time.
Okay, I have friend there. No, I don't. I have New York Giants. Marshall Mildes friend 16 hours ago.
Oh yeah, you got to go
Marshall.
well past that. Well past that. But what I'll do is I'm gonna go to it and I'm gonna send it to you. I'll send you the video.
Yeah, because I don't see it on here, and I just wanted to tell you that I did get. I never got to sign off. I got an email from my friend David on Friday, who checks my cabin
Yeah.
once a week.
What did he say?
Score is eight.
Wow. Eight
Eight.
already. That's because they're coming in from the cold.
Not happy.
Yeah. Oh, well. At least you're not there.
That's a good thing.
All right, Pat, I will speak to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.